Making waves can be a tough road when you're fighting for recognition, and that means challenging medical opinion. That's the road Lynn Dainton went down in her Life in 500 Words.
On a cold Saturday night, I rushed my tiny 9-month-old to the hospital. She'd been sick and in hospital 9 times in the last 2 months, but this was different. She was vomiting bile and cold. At the ED, I was relieved to see the triage nurse was an acquaintance of mine. She took one look at Amelia and said, "We've lost one baby tonight, it goes in threes, you know." With a rush of supernatural strength, I retorted, "It's not going to be this one." 8 months before, I gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, weighing in at 3,825 grams. She did have a minor heart defect, but that was sorted surgically at 10 weeks. At 6 months, when I offered her solids, she went to grab the spoons. We were thrilled. No problems with solids, I thought. How wrong I was. Mark, my husband, and I were in for a roller coaster ride we would not wish on anyone. It soon became clear that solids didn't agree with her. She would vomit until there was nothing left and have fevers of 40. At the AED, they would put her on a drip and give her no solids for 48 hours, call it gastro and send her home. I knew it was more than gastro. We lived in the western suburbs of Sydney, and I saw how stretched the public health system was. I had to make waves. The process was that when the doctor examined Amelia, he would recommend a drip. Sometimes we would wait hours for that to happen. The nurses got used to my polite but insistent requests. On that fateful Saturday night, it was different. They put a drip in straight away, and on Sunday morning, she had tests with the specialist discussing her case in hushed tones. I notified our church and extended family and could feel their support. The doctors did all kinds of tests, but didn't really find anything. They saw something, but didn't know what it was. They said, "Go home and feed her what you like, and we'll see you next week for tests." Then with courage that was not my own, I said, "I want her in hospital 24 more hours on solids." The doctor basically said, "All right, dear, if it makes you feel better." That request made all the difference. Twelve hours later, she was vomiting and the doctors finally understood what was happening. They did a final test and diagnosed her with a diverticulum in the bowel, which is a cyst. They said, "Don't worry, just go home and don't feed her solids. Don't call us, we'll call you with a surgery date." Providentially, Amelia could breastfeed well, but I was concerned about how long we would have to wait for surgery. I expressed my concerns to her paediatrician and said I wanted to call the surgeon's office if I hadn't heard anything. "Darling," he soothed, "don't call the surgeon, call bed allocations. Nurses run hospitals, not doctors. A friend I knew had a friend in bed allocations, and we got a surgery date for Amelia." The surgery took 5 hours, and we had a dear friend from church sitting with us the entire time. Surprisingly, it was not what the doctors thought it was. It was a cyst on the duodenum that would fill up with food and become septic. We were so grateful when the operation was successful. My days of sleepless nights and tears were over, for now. Amelia has not had any major health problems since. Now she is 19 years old and studying at TAFE. If she ever wonders if she has a purpose in life, all she has to do is feel the rather long scar across her middle.
Lynn. Lynn Dainton, rattling some cages in defence of her daughter Amelia. Lynn has very kindly provided images of her daughter as a baby, and now she's a young woman, and we put them together on our website. Lynn's story was produced by Michael McKenzie. And if you have a life in 500 words, it's about making waves, please send it to us. You can record it into your mobile phone and email those 500 words to lifematters@abc.net.au. All the instructions are down the bottom of our homepage.